Hello and welcome into another edition of Eagle Sports Talk on the Oklahoma Wesleyan Sports Network. My name is Max Gross. Alongside me is Eagles head baseball coach Matt Parker. How's it going today, coach?
It's good, Max. Thanks for having us.
You know, in the major leagues, you got to worry about getting through spring training in this part of February, but you guys are about ready to go, getting those people with kind of a baseball craving, getting their little bit of a fix here early on. You guys start things out this weekend. Do you feel like you're good and prepared to start off with Lyon College this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're as good as we can be early here in February. There's still a lot to see and a lot to do coming in yet, but ultimately we've been back for about 3.5 weeks now by the time we start, and really like where we're at. So I think the main thing is getting to play somebody else and face a different pitcher, face a different offense, just play somebody else and kind of have us all in the same dugout.
Yeah, it seemed like every time I drove by the practice field this winter, you guys were out there. You know, what are some of the challenges dealing with difficult weather throughout the course of the winter, but still getting some outside practices in?
I think that, like you said, it is dealing with the weather, and it is trying to figure out when to be outside and when not to be outside, and when's the day that you pitchers have to be outside to get their throwing in, and when can maybe take a day where you relax a little bit more and take some swings inside, get some throwing done, things like that. So it is kind of a big puzzle when the weather is so bad sometimes.
So, coach, coming off of a phenomenal season, obviously last year, made a run to the NAIA World Series. First off, what talent is going to be coming back from that team last year, and what are your goals this year? Are they similar?
Yeah, I think goal-wise, I think it's always to go to the World Series, and we've been able to do that twice in 4 years. And returning talent, we return Hunter Henry at first, a guy that hit in the four-hole for us. And then you add Rodolfo Aleta at shortstop, who, for my money, is one of the better defenders at shortstop in the country there. And really, then you get to Chris Tapia in center field. And I think anytime you return the NAIA National Player of the Year, that's it's a good thing for you. Those three guys have really been the most solid kind of everyday guys that we returned. And then we had some role guys that have now kind of moved into maybe a more prominent role than what they were, because maybe they were behind, a Trevor Achenbach or a Will Price, those kind of guys. But, I think that those three guys as starters there, and then you get into the bullpen guys, we returned the three guys that were kind of the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning guys, with Landon Williams in the 7th and Lisandro Cruz in the 8th and Tyler Shumpert in the 9th. And I think that anytime you can return those guys in the bullpen sets you up pretty well there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think having a good bullpen is always the key to having success in baseball. Is that something you like to do by design, set out those innings 7th, 8th, 9th for those guys, or is that just kind of how it played out last season and you're rolling with it?
I think that's some by design and some that it just happened that we had three of them that could do it. Most college programs probably don't have that depth, and for us, we were fortunate enough to have that depth and to be able to do that. And it just kind of fell into place that there were three of them. And for us, we really liked the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And not that we win every one when we get there, but we certainly feel like if we can get to the 7th with a lead, that we're in a good spot with those three guys rolling out. And they kind of know their role, and I think that makes their life easier, because they know when to get loose and when to start stretching, because they know that's my area, and I've just got to be good in that one inning right there. And they obviously excelled at that, and I think we'll continue that for sure.
Now, going back to Chris Tapia, coach, you know, the guy that won National Player of the Year as an underclassman, how have you challenged him to get better in this upcoming season?
You know, there were things through the draft, and talking to scouts and things like that, that they wanted to see Chris do better and things like that. And, we certainly think that year that he had last year was tremendous and obviously tough to repeat. And we've kind of talked about, let's don't try to repeat that. Let's just try to be better at some certain areas. And we've asked Chris to do some things and, show different parts of his game, where we could say, hey, that maybe is a little bit deficient. He's really taken that challenge and is actually, had a better fall and a better January than he did last year. Does that mean that he's going to have a better season? I don't know that, but ultimately I know that he's worked really hard on his game and has done that work.
So, coach, coming up on this this opening series, what are some of the things you want to see from your group progress-wise?
I think, like I said, it's just getting the opportunity to play somebody else. We'll figure out where we are. Lyon College has been really good. Those guys play really hard. They're well coached. We've opened with them every year that I've been here, so this will be the 7th straight year it's the school I went to, so there is a little bit of a connection there to being an alumni of there. And so I know that they'll play really hard. I know that it'll be a tough matchup. It always is. So I think that'll tell us kind of where we're at, and that'll give us something. You know, most people get ready for opening day and are excited about opening day, and then they forget that there's 54 other games coming after that. You know, so for us, like, we're kind of excited about opening day, but we also understand that it's just a step in the process, and if we continue to work, we'll be where we need to be in May, hopefully.
Well, Coach, so matching up against your old school, that leads me into one of my next questions here. A first-time guest on Eagle Sports Talk. If you could give us a little bit of your background, kind of how you got to Oklahoma Wesleyan.
It was a quick trip. You know, I played at Lyon College for 4 years and graduated in 2005, and left there and went to Henderson State University and got my master's degree for a year while I was an assistant there, and coached some summer ball in Missouri at Chillicothe, Missouri for a couple summers there. And my first summer, I actually coached a guy from Garden City Community College, and that led into an infield job at Garden City Community College for a couple years there, and then that led into, you know, baseball's a small world, so you kind of meet people and things like that. And after 2 years at Garden City, so I guess the 7 and 8 seasons at Garden City Community College, I wound up being the recruiting coordinator and hitting coach at California Baptist University in Southern California, and spent 3 years there, the 9, 10, and 11 seasons, and had a chance to go to the World Series for the first time in 10. And then this opportunity came open. The head coach that I replaced here, Kirk Kelly, was the head coach I played for at Lyon College. So it was kind of one of those chances to move back closer to home. I'm from Arkansas, and a chance to be the head coach. So I got here at 27 years old, and, you know, we've been here. This will be the seventh season coming up, and certainly enjoyed it. So it's been a quick trip around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Coach, I wanted to ask, me being from the state of Washington and you having 6, 7 players on your roster that you've recruited from there, does that have anything to do with your West Coast ties from being at Cal Baptist? What about that area is intriguing to you as a coach recruiting?
It's a tremendous baseball area would be the first thing. It's kind of a little hotbed there. And really, you would think my time on the West Coast led to that connection. And while we recruit Southern California and Northern California, because of my time on the West Coast, the Washington thing actually happened here. When I got the job here, there were a couple Pacific Northwest guys that were already here, and so I started talking to them about, hey, how'd you wind up here? And it turns out there was a scout in the area that was from out there, and there was a little bit of a connection. And so I actually called him up, met him, took him to breakfast and kind of talked one day, and he led us into, hey, you should come out sometime. And you know, we've been out every year since then. And, you know, every year, I think, well, early in my career, I thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to go back. You know, then my first year here, the three hole was a Pacific Northwest guy. And my second year, the three hole was a Pacific Northwest guy. And I thought, well, if they're always going to hit in the three hole, then we better keep going to get those guys. So it kind of just started here and has blossomed into, we do really well in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I like the term you use, Coach, hotbed, because there are a lot of guys that are undiscovered talents out there, and it kind of shows some extra recruiting effort that you can kind of unfurl those guys that maybe don't have the exposure that guys in your Californias or your Texases or your Floridas have. So I think that's a really cool thing, and getting some guys out here that, you know, maybe wouldn't be able to experience college baseball, but yet you're getting a ton of success with them. So I think that's a pretty cool story. Now, looking forward, Coach, you got to replace some of your weekend rotation guys here coming up in this upcoming season. What's that process been like for you, and who are some of the names we should look out for?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a Zach Johnson and a Carlos Aldana that you're trying to replace along with Blake Randazzo, and it is a challenge, but recruiting's kind of the key to everything that we've done here. And Coach Grinder, Coach Ariz, Coach Oney, Coach Beltran, Coach Coleman, all those guys have worked really hard to do that. We understand that recruiting is the key to what we do here. Good players make good coaches, so they've made us look really, really good. For us, you know, we've gone out and kind of brought in some more Pacific Northwest guys. Ryan Sandifer's a guy that pitched at Everett Community College and has had a good fall. And Jared Gray's an Edmonds Community College guy, which kind of keeps that Edmonds connection, you know, really hot. From Zach Johnson and Blake Randazzo and Hunter Henry, they're all Edmonds guys there. You know, you get those two guys to start with, and then Tyson Cronin's a guy that as a two-way guy, actually, that's come in that was at Pierce College, which is out in that general area. And, you know, those three guys kind of initially there as far as weekend guys. We added a couple things here at Christmas that, you know, we really like with Kyle Fimbres and Claudio Ortiz. And those guys certainly are getting caught up to speed. They missed 8 weeks with us in the fall, but ultimately have had a chance to really catch up here on a crash course for us. So those guys will kind of make up the rotation, and then from there we'll sort out what spots and where and when kind of throughout the year.
It sounds like you got a lot of guys that could potentially be in the mix. That says a lot of good things about your depth. Now, Coach, I wanted to ask you about the home stadium, playing at Bill Dungis. It's such a unique baseball park, really. You know, I got a chance to watch your regionals last spring and just seeing the way the ball flew out of the park there with, you know, center field being 350, 360 feet. Do you find that to be a challenge, especially for your pitchers, to try to really keep the ball down, keep the ball in the yard? Is that something you talk to them about?
We talk about being down, because ultimately we feel like if the ball's down, it's really hard to hit it in the air. So we do work on that. We do look for the guy that, you know, that manages to keep it down with the sinker or the slider guy there. And Dungis is a tremendous place to play. The baseball history there between, you know, it was an old minor league park that had, you know, kind of the barnstorming tours back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and all, whenever major leaguers would come around. And you know, kind of the history of who played there and all of that's really cool. You know, the regional was probably a little bit of a crazy time there. Most people don't know that if you stand on home plate, it faces straight north. So early in the year, when the wind blows in, you know, out of the north, like, it basically blows straight in, and it's almost two different ballparks. When the wind blows in, you almost can't hit a ball out, even though it's 355, because everything gets knocked down. And then when you turn around and it warms up late and the wind blows out from the south, like it does blow out, and you know, there weren't many cheap ones hit in that region. Those balls were hit well, so it is a cool place to play. We love playing there for all the things that everybody you know, sees there, and the kind of the feel and all that. You know, our pitching staff handles it really well. You know, typically year in and year out, we're in the top 10, if not the top 15 in the country as a pitching staff. And that's playing probably 25 or 30 games at Bill Dungis. So I think they do a really good job of kind of handling what they can handle and knowing that, you know what, if I'm down, good things happen. And when I'm up, if it goes out, it goes out. And hopefully our offense is able to match that and keep up.
Well, Coach, we're all looking forward to the season. You guys get underway this weekend, three-game series against Lyon College. Head Coach Matt Parker, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, Max, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And a reminder, we will have Oklahoma Wesleyan basketball on our airwaves tomorrow, a doubleheader against Ottawa starting at 6 o'clock. My name is Max Gross. Thanks for watching this episode of Eagle Sports Talk on the Oklahoma Wesleyan Sports Network. Sweet.
Washington.
Seattle area.
Really, right there?
Kirkland,
okay.
Actually.
Yeah, okay. That's where Zach Johnson
uh-huh.
is from.
He
okay.
went to Lake Washington High School. I went to Inglemore.
Okay.
So
all
I
right.
probably ran into him on the summer circuit
yeah.
somewhere.
So small world, the deal.